Well, Texas A&M Athletic Director Bill Byrne will officially announce his retirement tomorrow afternoon. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Here's a first look at your sports brought to you by the Marriott Group, building and remodeling homes for 34 years. Get your change started. WTAW 1620 has learned that A&M AD Bill Byrne will officially announce his retirement Tuesday at a 12:30 p.m. press conference at the Zone Club at Kyle Field. Sources close to the athletic department have confirmed to WTAW that the A&M athletic staff has been personally informed by Byrne of his retirement and tomorrow's announcement during a staff meeting Monday afternoon. Another source close to the department told WTAW that an interim athletic director will be named on Tuesday. Last week, Texas A&M President R. Bowen Lofton was given authority by the A&M Board of Regents to negotiate Byrne's departure. His contract is due to expire August 31st of 2013, but it was widely speculated that his departure was imminent. Byrne was hired in December of 2002 as A&M's ninth athletic director, and the department has experienced vast athletic success in his tenure. In nearly a decade at A&M, the school has won 45 Big 12 championships in 11 different sports and 15 national titles combined in equestrian, track and field, women's basketball, and men's golf. Prior to taking over at A&M, Byrne was AD at Nebraska for 10 years, and before that at Oregon for 8 years. Again, Bill Byrne scheduled to announce officially his retirement tomorrow afternoon at a 12:30 press conference. More Sunday blues for the Aggie baseball team. Another sweep opportunity missed as Texas Tech poured on four runs in the top of the 12th inning yesterday and beat the Aggies 8-4 to salvage a win in their final ever Big 12 series. After a strong 4-2 win Friday night and a 7-2 Saturday win that produced four home runs and a 13-strikeout performance from Ross Stripling, the Aggies had to come back twice to tie the game yesterday in the bottom of the fifth and again in the bottom of the ninth. But A&M had no answer for Tech's four-run outburst in the 12th. Tech got a leadoff home run, then three singles, and then a bases-clearing double from Scott Lejeune to take the 8-4 lead. A&M closer Kyle Martin ended up having to throw five innings and delivering 92 pitches. After the loss, here's Coach Rob Childress.
Well, it's a hard-fought game. Obviously, a disappointing loss. I mean, we come all the way back to find a way to tie the game. We can't get a big hit to win the game. And, you know, you start talking about defining moments. You got an opportunity in the sixth inning with a runner at second base, no outs. Can't move him, can't score him. And then, you know, we've grabbed all the momentum in the eighth inning, back-to-back doubles. And House is there. We can't move him, can't score him. And, you know, to Yingle's credit, can't hit a ball harder than he did. And, you know, and then the opportunities, you know, in the extra innings with the tie game, we just couldn't get put an inning together to win the game. So I thought Texas Tech played really, really good today and, you know, give them credit.
Three of the last four Sundays, A&M has had a chance for a Big 12 sweep, but got it just once against Oklahoma. They've taken Sunday losses now against Kansas, Texas, and now Texas Tech. A&M is now in a three-way tie for second with Texas and Oklahoma State in the Big 12. Baylor wrapped up the outright Big 12 title this weekend without playing. A&M has no midweek game, and they will host San Diego State and their all-star coach, Tony Gwynn, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The Aggie softball team went out of their own ballpark in style this weekend as they swept three from Kansas, 3-0, 4-3, and 9-0 yesterday, as Mel Dumazic and Lindsey Siss combined to throw a five-inning no-hitter in the final regular season game at home. They will play a three-game series at Boise State next weekend. The Aggies got 11 hits, including home runs from Dumazic and Cassie Cesarek. It was Dumazic's 15th home run of the year. The Aggies go to 36-16 and a 16-8 in the Big 12. There are two games this evening in the NBA playoffs, and in Salt Lake City, the visiting Spurs can clinch a spot in the second round of the Western Conference playoffs. They lead Utah 3-0 in the best-of-7 series. The Spurs have won every game decisively by 15, 31, and by 12. Should the Jazz win tonight's game, a fifth game would take place Wednesday in San Antonio. If the Spurs win, they'll be able to sit back and wait to see who they face in the next round, the Clippers or Memphis. Tonight's other game is being played in Los Angeles as the Clippers play host to the Grizzlies in the fourth game of their series. The Clips won the opening game of the series, lost the second, and then won game three to take a 2-1 lead. The fifth game is slated for Wednesday in Memphis. New Orleans Saints linebacker Jonathan Vilma has appealed his season-long suspension under the NFL's bounty investigation. In papers filed today, Vilma argued that Commissioner Roger Goodell should not hear the appeal and asked for a delay in the process until the matter of who should decide on it has been settled through NFL Player Association grievances filed last week. Vilma's appeal states the NFL has not presented evidence linking him to a system in which players were paid to injure opponents. It asked the league to provide documentation, including witness statements. Vilma is one of four players given suspensions of various lengths in the NFL's bounty probe. The special teams coach of the New York Jets says that he has spoken with Tim Tebow about playing on special teams. The Daily News of New York reports that Mike Westhoff said that he had discussed the plan with Tebow and the backup quarterback was agreeable to it. On offense, Tebow is expected to play some quarterback and could see time at running back and fullback. The Jets acquired him from the Broncos this offseason to backup starter Mark Sanchez. Big Ace Commissioner John Marinato has resigned. The conference says that Marinato decided to step down after less than 3 years in the position. Former Miami Dolphins CEO Joseph Bailey will serve as an interim commissioner. A lot happened on Marinato's watch. Pittsburgh and Syracuse made plans to leave for the Atlantic Coast Conference in September, and West Virginia bolted for the Big 12 the following month. The Big East then added Central Florida, Houston, Memphis, SMU, and Temple for all sports, and Boise State, San Diego State, and Navy for football only. And Kentucky Derby winner I'll Have Another is off to Maryland for the second leg of the Triple Crown. He's wasting no time in heading to Pimlico. Trainer Doug O'Neill said I'll Have Another flew from Louisville to Baltimore today. That makes him the earliest arriving Derby winner since Monarchos showed up at Pimlico 4 days after his 2001 win. O'Neill says he wants to get the colt settled in his new home well ahead of the May 19th Preakness. And that's your look at sports. Again, our lead story, Texas A&M Athletic Director Bill Byrne will officially announce his retirement at a press conference tomorrow at Texas A&M. More next half hour. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.